At the beginning of the year, scientists testing out the optics of the world's largest telescope on Haleakala published the first pictures of activity around the sun. The call for proposals for time on the Daniel K. Inouye Solar Telescope by scientists had a deadline of last week, Friday. We reach out to the director of the project, Thomas Rimelay, who says never in his wildest dreams did he imagine the response he got. We talked to him at his office out of Boulder on the University of Colorado campus about what happens next.
We received over 100 proposals, and that was a really significant turnout. I didn't expect that personally. My optimistic guess was maybe we would get 50. Got over 100. That's a really spectacular turnout.
So the interest is high.
Yes, very high. So we're highly oversubscribed, and we now have to down-select from these 100 proposals to a much smaller number that we can actually implement.
So very competitive. And
yeah,
so how do you break out the time? How do you break out a year?
Yeah, this was only for 4 months, for the first month of observations with GKIST. And what we will have to do is a process. It's a peer review process solely based on scientific merit. So the best scientific proposals win. They get the time on the telescope. They get the data from the telescope. And it's going to be a very competitive down select that will take some time. And after that, we will have to prepare the implementation of these proposals, actually implement the software and test them out before we do the actual observations. But there's a lot of work ahead for us before we can actually implement these proposals.
So the proposals are just for 4 months?
Yeah, this is for a period of 4 months, and then we'll have another call and collect additional proposals and start the whole process over again.
So how many can you handle in a four-month period?
It depends a little bit about how much time each of these proposals requests, and we haven't really done that analysis yet, but we might be oversubscribed by a factor of 5 to 10, is my guess at this point. And it's really just a guess.
Okay. So the main thing is we've got to get the telescope up and running. And there's been a bit of a delay with the COVID shutdown. So give us a sense of what happened when the governor ordered everything to just close up.
Yeah, so that was in March. We actually decided to close the construction summit activities a week earlier, on March 17, and we were basically shut down for almost 3 months before we started up summit construction activity again. And we're now operating at a reduced level with smaller crews, but and less efficiency because we had to implement, of course, all these safety protocols, social distancing, wearing of masks, cleaning and sanitizing of the facility. All of that, of course, has an impact on the schedule. And at this point, we're looking at completing the integration of the instrumentation, the scientific instruments, into the facility in spring of 21, spring next year.
Barring any other shutdown, I mean, I know folks are worried because our count is rising, and we don't know what the governor might announce about a second shutdown, if it would just be for Oahu or would it include the neighbor islands.
Yeah, and of course we're dealing with travel restrictions. That has an impact on us as well. Because currently we're a distributed project, so some of the project staff is here in Boulder, and they haven't been able to travel out to Maui basically since March. And we need some of people from here to complete the instrument integration.
Okay, so you need the experts and their expertise to be physically up there on the mountain.
Correct, yes. We were hoping to start operations in October, but now we're looking at spring next year, March, May timeframe at this point.
And initially, when you went out for the request for proposals, they would have theoretically started this fall?
Correct, yes.
Wow.
That was the hope.
So it could be another 6 months or more.
This whole COVID situation has had a significant impact.
Has it run up the price tag?
Yeah, project delays always cost money. We need additional funding from the National Science Foundation, and they're looking into that currently.
Any sense as to how much the prices might have gone up?
We really can't say at this point. It really depends on how this all plays out. how long we really delay the project, but it's probably a significant increase.
Have you been able to work on other parts of the construction of the telescope?
Yes, of course, we continue work with people working from home. What people do when they are working from home is design work, finishing documentation, and so on. But we really need people on the summit, as we have them back now, to complete the integration of the instrumentation. So it needs people on site in the instrument lab inside the facility, integrating instrumentation to finish the construction.
Is the equipment all there, and is it you just need the expertise?
That's correct. Yeah, we have most of the equipment, probably all of the equipment at this point on site. We just need the people to be able to work inside the facility, as I said, to integrate the instrumentation and finish the testing. There's a lot of testing required before we can go into operation.
And the proposals that were received, did they come in based on the time that they thought they might have on the telescope? And I don't know if the telescope, you know, if the time of year affects, you know, your time on the telescope.
Well, in some ways it does, yes, because, I mean, the atmospheric conditions vary over the year. But we made everybody aware up front that we may be looking at delays here. So the people who proposed, put in their science proposals, they really knew that the operations could be delayed and likely will be delayed.
So maybe 6 months, maybe a year?
I hope not a year. I really hope we get into operations in spring.
That was Thomas Remele, director of Maui's Daniel K. Inouye Solar Telescope, sometimes referred to as DKIST. He was talking about the delays of the opening of the facility and the crush of proposals from scientists interested in studying our Earth's sun. We plan to check in with scientists at the Keck Observatory on the Big Island about the impact that the shutdown has had on their research as well.